Terry Ford Show, the all-new Sports 96.1 The Zone. Coming up here in a little bit, we will talk about the Bengals and the AFC North. Go around the NFL, what I like and what I don't like today in the National Football League. Top of the hour, Big Blue Report. We're going to look at the Kentucky odds. What's going on in Vegas about Kentucky basketball for the upcoming season? But right now, we got to talk some Biletnikoff Award. Our Biletnikoff voter, the esteemed Catherine Gibson, to talk about the Biletnikoff Award. Hello, love. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, Terry. How are you?
Oh, God, I'm just ducky. Thank you for asking me.
Well, you sound ducky. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, Catherine. I'm glad to have you on. It's good to talk to you.
It's always so good to talk to you, too, as well. Yeah, you know, we're getting into football season now. It's been another week, so numbers are picking up and things are changing just a little bit.
Well, we'll start with that Wandale Robinson fella. Kentucky's putting up some numbers there, Catherine.
Yes, Wandale Robinson, you know, he's a wide receiver, which this award, the Biletnikoff Award, is not just for wide receivers, it's for receivers. So anybody who's caught the ball, had forward movement, made some yardage, is eligible. He is a wide receiver, but in this past weekend, he had 15 receptions for 226 yards and two touchdowns. So, you know, he looks really good. He's really good. And the same with Josh Ali, also a wide receiver. He had 7 receptions, 166 yards, 1 touchdown. But anytime someone, I was just downtown and someone was talking about Kentucky football, so, you know, you got two really great wide receivers on your team. So, but they are really good. They look real good. And then, you know, also in the SEC, we've got Ole Miss. There's a Dontario Drummond. He's a senior, and he just sort of caught my eye. He's a wide receiver. He had 15 receptions. Again, this was against Austin Peay this past weekend, 284 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, anyway, he just caught my eye because of the fact that he is a senior, and but he looks like he's a pretty good guy. And I am going to bring back another guy I mentioned last week from Arkansas State University, Corey Rucker. He's a freshman. This past week, he had 14 receptions for 214 yards and 4 touchdowns. So he is one that's on my list, that was on my list last week. Then I think I'm going to kind of keep my eye on him throughout the season. Now, I do not want to disappoint here. Mm-hmm. I do want to mention Trey McBride. He is in the top 25 from Colorado State. This is one of Angelo's favorites, I believe. He's a tight end. He is a tight end, so this is different. He had 21 receptions and 230 yards and 1 TD, so that's outstanding. I do want to mention one thing that may or may not be relevant to Biletnikoff Award, but it's something that caught my eye over the course of this weekend. But Jacksonville State University playing Florida State University. Mm-hmm. Well, we all know that the outcome of that game was that Jacksonville State won the game. And so a lot of numbers in the game, a lot of numbers for Jacksonville State, a lot of numbers for Florida State. But, you know, I want to give kudos and a shout-out to one player. His name is Jamari Jemison. He's the cornerback. But he's the young fella. He only had 11 yards. But he's the one fellow who intercepted that pass from Florida State University to help turn the ball game around for Jacksonville State. So I'm giving a shout out to him.
Look
and,
at you.
He only had 11 yards that I saw, 11 yards on that particular interception. But he turned the game around for Jacksonville State. That's my opinion.
Yeah, we are talking to our buddy Catherine Gibson, a Biletnikoff Award voter, right here on the Terry Ford Show. All New Sports 96.1 The Zone. Catherine, a couple of quick things. One, at that end of the Florida State game, to really talk about it, Jacksonville, yes, they get the big play on the Hail Mary. They score the touchdown. They win the game. You know, Florida State's embarrassed. It's awful, blah, blah, blah. a Florida State player, we're going to talk about this later, when Jacksonville, are they're celebrating on the field to after the victory. They're all going nuts and crazy. A Florida State player, while that's happening, is proposing to his girlfriend on the field.
Wow.
How about
what
that?
Timing. Hey. You know, it makes me wonder where was his head during the game?
Yeah, I would tell you this. My guy planned that all week. And I don't care what was going to happen, Catherine. I don't care if Florida State won or lost. My guy was going to propose on that field Saturday. He didn't care.
Well, that's great. Congratulations to him.
How about if she would have said no?
It would have just been right in line with the rest of that.
With the rest of Absolutely.
No, Catherine, there's no way that she would be saying yes after a loss. She said, you better wait until you win a game to propose to me. Am I right, Catherine? Am I right?
I've been like, oh, wait a minute.
I was going to say, let's make you the co-ed from Florida State. The team just lost in heartbreaking fashion, and now you're looking down and your boyfriend's on one knee in his football gear. Would you marry me? No, you guys suck. I'm not marrying you. You just lost to Jacksonville.
Well, it's one of those, it leads to that conversation of, and what exactly do you plan to do in your future? Be a professional football player? Let's talk about this.
So, right. I always tell my daughter, when you're going to look to date, always look for net worth.
It's just as easy to do that as not.
That's
so
right.
You might as well.
That's right.
As well.
Oh, our friend Catherine Gibson talking Biletnikoff. It's always good hanging out with you every week. You going to buddy back up with us next week?
I will look forward to it. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
You have a great week, too. Thanks, Catherine.
Bye, Catherine.
We'll see you now.
Goodbye.
See ya. Yeah, we did get a chance to talk about that this week. But yeah, the Florida State player, I think it was offensive lineman. Jacksonville, I mean, they're going nuts. They're celebrating. They're running around the field. They're all, like, jumping up and down and mosh pitting and chest bumping. And here he is on one knee proposing to his girlfriend.
Are we going to wait to talk about that, or are we going to do it now?
We got a couple minutes. You might as well. I think it's funny. I know there are people who got mad about it because, how can you do that after a heartbreaking loss? That shows you where these kids' heads are at Florida State and all this other stuff. And okay, whatever. But I just looked at it like this. My man, my boy, was going to do that no matter what. He was going to ask his girl to marry him. And that's what he was going to do. And he didn't care about score. He didn't care about anything. He could have tore his ACL, Angelo. He would have crawled back on that field to propose to her.
That's my guy.
My man was like, you know what's more important in this game? I'm asking my girl to marry me. And I got a kick out of it because that was, nothing mattered. Dude, nothing mattered. He was going to do that night.
I feel like he looked at the game and he was like excited about his career at college football. Like he's at Florida State, a huge program. He has the NFL in his eye. And he saw the guy run in the end zone. He saw his girlfriend. He was just like, this football thing ain't going to work out. And he just went over and he was like, I mean, he saw it in front of him. He said, there are bigger fish to fry. Like this is, you know, I'm going to have to start a family.
He's the kind of guy like he's
made
got
a career decision right then.
Absolutely. And so he's probably saying, and Coach Norville probably said, I'm making a career decision for you now, too. Where's your scholarship? Here's the thing. He's the kind of guy that he's inviting the girl over for the big meal, right? He's going to make the meal. He's going to ask her to marry him. He's got the whole thing planned out in his head. It's going to be romantic. The candles. He's got the candles lit. He's cooking, and he catches the house on fire. House on fire. Firemen are there. Fire trucks out. Everything's getting hosed down, and he's standing there. He's standing there in the yard on one knee. You marry me? I planned this, lady. I'm doing it no matter what. That's what it feels like this kid did. He's like, look, we just lost in horrific fashion. It's embarrassing and it's awful. And I'm probably going to get killed about it with some people. I'm asking this girl to marry me.
I can't believe people try. You know what? I think people like that are such losers. They're such losers. Oh, you can't game. That's why Florida State sucks. Dude, the guy wanted to be happy. Why do you hate it when people want to be happy? If you're mad about that, if you're not, hey, cool, you're with me.
Here's my whole thought process is this. Do you think that kid asking that girl to marry him after that terrible backbreaking loss is the reason why Florida State football is where it is? I mean, some people need that kind of stuff, Angelo, to make them feel better about like the state of the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? The small, those kids just don't care about the team. Look at what that kid's doing after the game. Do you really think that's the issue? Really? How about hiring the right head coaches? How about doing that? Well, let's start there. Hiring the right head coaches. Hiring the right guy. How about why Jimbo Fisher left in the first place? Let's look at the real problem here. Not some poor kid who is in love with his girl and asked him to marry him. And that you really think that's a problem with Florida State football?
You know, I kind of wonder what's in her mind state. Like we need a girl to call in and just tell us, like, hey, what if a guy proposed to you after a loss, or if you're a fan, are you a fan of Florida State? And you dated him, or are you a fan of Florida State because you date him? Y'all meet at the school, she doesn't care about football at all. Because obviously, like, he had to have the bravery of this man to do it. He must have known that, like, us losing ain't no big deal for this.
Because that's what, like, for me, okay, I'm going to go back to that age. I'm going to be that young, that age Terry Ford, 19, 20, 21, whatever it is. I would have been so mad we lost. I'd have been like, screw this engagement thing. I'll ask her later. Yeah, I'm so mad.
But, you know,
I can't even look at her right now. All I care about is we just lost, and it's embarrassing. We lost to Jacksonville bleeping state. I couldn't ask her after that.
I don't, but you know,
I'm not mad at him because he did it, but I know me, I couldn't do it.
As much as I'm defending him because I'm like, do your thing, I played high school football. If I would have lost in that fashion, there's no way I would have had, like, no. Not even if it's because, like, I didn't love her at that moment. It's just like, hey, I'm going to need a couple hours to, like, let that one go, and then I'll ask
Angelo, the young version of me, if I was playing in some goofy basketball league and I lost, I'd have to drive around for an hour to get it out of my system.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Terry. I was just a competitive wacko at that age. So I can't see me at the end of the game, even if I've got the ring stuck like somewhere over, you know, by the bench. Screw it, I'll ask her later.
I gotta be honest with you. If I was at the rec over here, if I was at my local YMCA right up the street from here, all right, and I went there and my girls there cheering me on, and I lost a basketball game.
Let's say 11-10. You lose 11-10.
Let's say somebody hits the game winner in my face or something. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'll go propose to her in front of all these guys. No. Like, while they're all celebrating, they're like, we beat you, loser. And I'm like, baby, will you marry me?
Will you marry me? No, I'm so annoyed.
Come on, man.
I'm so annoyed. I can't do it. So I know me at that age, there was no way I'm asking her to marry me. I'll get to it. Because again, once you ask her and she says yes, now it's romance time. You know what I mean? You got to go celebrate the engagement. You know where I'm going.
Oh.
And we'll stop there because we have family radio.
Yeah, we got to. I think we
got a break to go to. So if I am asking her to marry me and she says yes, and we have that wonderful little moment of, okay, well, now we're going to kiss and get all romantic. Because I've got plan B for after she says yes, right?
Yeah, right. You do, Terry.
Do I want to go plan B after that loss? I mean, come on. Let me just be honest here.
Plan B is in the picture.
Plan B's gone. I'm mad. We lost. Forget and plan. I don't have plan A, B. You know what my plan is now? We lost. I got to go break stuff in my room. So I couldn't do it, but I'm not going to dog him. God love him. Go get him. But I know the young Terry Ford, there was no way I'm doing it. All right, let's get the break. We'll come back in here, talk some Bengals, get some NFL conversation, some AFC North. Bengals, of course, playing the Red Rifle and the Bears this Sunday. So we'll get in some NFL yapping next. Terry Ford, shall we go till 6 on the all-new Sports 96.1 The Zone.